From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The UN Security Council is slapping more sanctions on Iran, which is forging ahead with nuclear development over other countries' objections. Today, President Obama said Iran risks becoming more isolated.
We know that the Iranian government will not change its behavior overnight, but today's vote demonstrates the growing costs that will come with Iranian intransigence.
But the Iranian government has long maintained that its intention is to develop nuclear energy, not weapons. The UN vote came down to one abstention from Lebanon, 12 yeses, and two noes from Brazil and Turkey. Campaigns for the general election in the U.S. are in full swing a day after 12 states held primaries or runoffs, and female candidates made their mark this election year. NPR's Mara Liasson also notes the primaries delivered a defeat to an incumbent governor, while an incumbent senator managed to hang on.
The big news of the night was Arkansas Democrat Blanche Lambert Lincoln's unexpected victory in the Democratic Senate primary runoff.
I have heard your message, and Washington needs to work for us. For us in Arkansas.
Lincoln defeated Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter, who had the backing of organized labor and liberal groups. She goes on to a general election against Republican Congressman John Bozeman. In Nevada, Republican Governor Jim Gibbons lost his primary to Brian Sandoval. Gibbons is the first incumbent governor this year to lose. Also in Nevada, Tea Party-backed Sharon Angle won the Republican Senate primary. In California, Republicans Meg Whitman and Carly Fiorina won their gubernatorial and Senate primaries. In South Carolina's Republican gubernatorial primary, Nikki Haley advanced to a runoff against Gresham Barrett. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke's latest economic message to lawmakers was one of cautious optimism. He was on Capitol Hill today giving Congress an assessment of how the recovery is going. Daniel Carson reports most analysts agree with the Fed chairman.
Bernanke told the House Budget Committee he isn't especially worried about Europe's debt problems dragging down the U.S. economy. He says European leaders are taking steps to restore financial stability. Stuart Hoffman, chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group, says U.S. trade with Europe is a fraction of the country's total economic output.
Only 2% of the U.S. economy's GDP represent exports to the Euro Union. So, I mean, that's sort of the tail of the dog, arguing that's going to wag the whole dog, the U.S. economy. So I think the situation in Europe will have a very minimal impact on economic growth in the U.S.
Economists expect the Fed will hold rates near zero at least through the rest of the year. And based on Bernanke's comments about a still struggling housing market and high unemployment, it won't boost rates until next year at the earliest. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
In the wake of Bernanke's latest testimony, U.S. stocks gained ground. Dow's up 18 points. This is NPR. South Carolina's Democratic Senate nominee is facing a pending felony charge. Court records show Alvin Green was arrested last November and charged with showing obscene internet images to a University of South Carolina student. The 32-year-old candidate was a surprise winner for the Democratic Party in yesterday's primary, pitting him this fall against Republican Senator Jim DeMint. President Obama is promising $400 million in new aid to Gaza, which is under an Israeli blockade, drawing protests from around the world. But after hosting Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas today, the president did not say whether he supported or opposed Israel's recent confrontation with a Gaza-bound aid flotilla. In northern Nigeria, at least 170 children have died of lead poisoning and many others are ill. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports that the poisoning appears to be accidental.
Informal miners in a northern state of Nigeria have been digging gold ore out of the ground, sometimes scratching it out with their own hands. People in that region and throughout most mineral-rich areas of Africa take up informal mining as a means of survival, despite terrific dangers under and sometimes above ground. But the people in Zamfara State, near Nigeria's border with Niger, apparently were not aware that lead was in the ore they were digging, nor were they aware of the risks that lead presented to themselves and their families. Wire reports say that as women processed the ore, lead dust settled over their children. Doctors Without Borders initially diagnosed the problem, and the U.S. Center for Disease Control says that the scope of the poisoning is unprecedented in their work worldwide. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.